Echapar paratet mishlavav mechatos ve'efarchatos. Lo yavirein benahar uvitzvin. Water that's mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, or the ashes of the paraduma itself, cannot be transported in a river by boat. And the reason being is because of a ma'aser shehaya, a story that happened. That the ape of the paraduma was being transported in a boat in the Jordan River, and there was a kedayis from a mace in the bottom of the boat, and nobody realized it. And the person holding the container with the ape passed the container over the mace, causing the ashes of the paraduma to become tameh. And the rabbanim were geyser that the ape of the paraduma cannot be transported in a boat, nor can it be transported in anything that is considered similar to a boat. V'lo yashitem al pnei amayim, v'lo yamod b'tazeh, v'yizrakem l'tazeh. Nor can the container holding the ashes of the paraduma be floated on the water. In order to get it from place to place by water, you can't float it in the water that is similar to a boat and is part of the gzera. Nor can you stand on one side of the river and throw it to the other side of the river, and since you're transporting it over the water, that's also included in the gzera of transporting the ephor apara in a boat. Aval over hu b'mayim ad tavaro. But what you could do is you could cross the water by walking across, even if the water reaches your neck. That's not similar to a boat, since your feet touch the ground in the bottom of the river. And certainly you can cross the river by bridge. If there's a bridge going across the river, you can walk across the bridge, even though you're holding the ape of the paraduma. That's not similar to a boat either, since your feet are on the bottom of the bridge. That's not similar to a boat, that you're over the water and your feet are not hitting the ground. Oiver hu atar lechatas, uviyadav klei rekam hatar lechata. The following things are not included in the gzera of transporting the ape or the paraduma. Somebody who is matai himself to the paraduma, the person that become tar, and he is fit to do the avodas that are required for the paraduma, he could transport himself by boat. And so too, somebody who is holding an empty kli that is tar and ready to be used for the chata for the paraduma, that also could be transported by boat. And so too, if you're holding the spring water that will eventually be used to make the ashes of the paraduma, and this water, that also could be transported by boat, as these things were not included in the gzera. Only the ashes of the paraduma is included in the gzera. If you have the ashes of the paraduma, or the water mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, you cannot transport it by boat. But if you yourself were matar yourself to do the avodas of the paraduma, or you have a kli that is tar and ready to be used for the paraduma, or you have water that's ready to be mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, these things are not included in the gzera and could be transported by boat. Second part of Paratas Mishnah Zion, Efer Kasha Shunadarit, Ve Efer Makla. Hokanach Arov Litame, Ve Makachimbo. If you have Efer Kasha, ashes, that is Kasha from the Paraduma, it is fit to be used to sprinkle on Tmei Mason. And those ashes got mixed up with Efer Makla, regular ashes, that came from a different source, not from the Paraduma. And afterward, you put the entire Taruvas in the spring water, you mixed up the ashes of the Paraduma together with the regular ashes in spring water. And you go by the robe as far as being mitame, meaning to say that it's in it, that the ash of the paraduma that's mixed with the water is mitame b'maga u'b'masa, by touching or by carrying. Now in this case, that some of the ashes are not from the paraduma, then it depends on which one is the robe. If robe of the ashes is from the paraduma, then when you mix it with water, there will be mitame b'maga u'b'masa. Anybody who touches or carries the water mixed with the ashes would be tame. But if most of the ashes are from the Efer Makla, the other ashes that are not from the paraduma, then after it's mixed with water would not be mitame b'maga u'b'masa. But in either case, you cannot be mekadesh with it, meaning you cannot be mekadesh tmei mason with this spring water mixed with these ashes. And even if there's only a small amount of ashes that are from another source besides the ashes of paraduma, that would possible it up and it cannot be used to sprinkle on tmei mason. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, mekachin b'kulam. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. He says that even though there are some ashes that are from a different source besides the paraduma, since most of the ashes are from the paraduma, it is kosher to be mekadesh with it. You could sprinkle this water on tmei mason and be matar them. As Rabbi Eliezer holds, there is no shear for hazaya. When you sprinkle from the ashes of the paraduma on tmei mason, you don't need to have a shear a certain amount. And since most of the ashes are from the paraduma, even though some of the ashes are from a different source, when you sprinkle on the person, some of the sprinkle will be from the ashes of the paraduma. And therefore, since you don't need a shear, the person will become tar. While the Tanakama holds, you do need a shear when you sprinkle on people from the ashes of the paraduma. And since there are some ashes mixed in from a foreign source, it is not kosher to use these ashes to sprinkle on tmei mason.